New at the movies this weekend, a weepy romance based on a Nicholas Sparks novel. The Lucky One, it's a tear-stained melodrama. Zac Efron is the star.
I'm Beth.
Logan.
What brings you to Hampton?
It's kind of a long story. Look, I found this.
You saw the ad.
Help, Logan. That's the job. We just need some help.
Can I borrow your pen?
Christian Toto, assistant editor with Big Hollywood, tells Dimitri, consider yourself lucky if you're not seeing The Lucky One.
The author here is Nicholas Sparks, whose work has made quite a few popular romantic movies, including The Notebook. Might be his biggest hit, at least the one that people swoon over the most. This one stars Zac Efron. He plays an Iraq war vet who has lived through quite an ordeal and actually was saved one day because he picked up a photograph he found on the ground of a beautiful woman. And actually, just the act of picking up that photograph gets his life saved because some sort of explosive device that goes off. And just by kind of picking up the photograph, he stepped away from possible death. So he tries to find out the woman in the photograph. He doesn't know who it is. Of course, he meets her. And slowly but surely, the two of them begin to fall in love. But she has an ex-husband who's a bit of a jerk, to say the least. And of course, there's other complications. He's got his war wounds, at least the emotional kind, to deal with. I think there's a nugget of an interesting film here. There certainly are lapses of logic, and also you have to swallow quite a bit to kind of make these two hopefully get together. The bigger problem here is Efron. You know, he's such a likable performer and charming, and he's a handsome young man, but boy, he's horribly miscast in this film. He's supposed to be brooding and kind of the silent type, kind of that Eastwood character, but he really just doesn't have any screen persona, doesn't have that presence, that sort of sense about him to kind of make up for the lack of strong dialogue. So I can't recommend this one. I guess if you love romantic movies, you're going to give it a pass. I will say that the female lead here is Taylor Schilling, who was last seen in Atlas Shrugged, and she's quite good. Physically, they're kind of a lovely match to watch together, but there's not much spark here, and I have to say the story itself really kind of lets them down.
Let's see if we have better luck with Think Like a Man, a movie based on the bestseller by Steve Harvey.
You know, at times this feels like a two-hour infomercial for Harvey's book, but you know what? The cast is having a great time, and the dialogue is very funny at times. So even though we've seen a lot of these elements before, I really enjoy this film. It's about four men who are having different kinds of trouble with different kinds of women, and they all sort of interwove together. But also the situation here is they've all reading this book, the Harvey book. The women read it first. They pick up some lessons and some tips about getting the men of their dreams. And then the men get the book as well and start kind of fighting fire with fire. Again, a lot of the sort of the rule-esque storylines that are going on here about the kind of the dating mores and how you should act and how you shouldn't act and how men are and how women are. A lot of it just feels warmed over, but there are some very, very funny sequences here. The dialogue is terrific at times. The repartee is excellent. It kind of feels like a male Sex in the City, and maybe that's a common description for some of the better comedies we've seen, but it really is applicable here. Also, a very likable cast. Steve Harvey has cameos. He kind of pops in and out. He's sort of like the unofficial narrator, but Michael Ealy is very good. Romano Malco from The 40-Year-Old Virgin is excellent. Taraj P. Henson is a very good actress. She's fine here, so good cast, good characters, some fun connections. You won't mind that you've seen it all before, because when it's done in this style and this sense of humor, you're going to go with it. But I will say, it may be glad I'm married at the same time. Kind of the dating trenches are as treacherous as ever, I'll say that.
Let me attest to the brutality of it all. Christian Toto there, assistant editor with Big Hollywood. He was with us on Skype. He does not recommend The Lucky One, but he does like Think Like a Man.